AM 1220, this is Cornwall Today with John Bolton. And today there's an event happening at CCVS, and we've got a couple of interesting things to talk about with you this morning. An author and a former student at CCVS is joining us on Cornwall Today. We'd like to welcome Dr. Reggie Melrose. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, and we'll just call you Reggie from now on. How's that?
Yes, please.
You're a clinical and clinical child and school psychologist, right?
Correct.
And your book is Why Students Underachieve, What Educators and Parents Can Do About It, right?
Right.
And you'll be in the Batista Library today to put your book on the shelf. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this because I think it's a very interesting topic. I guess we can kind of go from the title. Why do students underachieve, Doctor?
Well, there are so many different reasons, but the focus of the book is really on a group of students who are being grossly misunderstood, not just by educators, but really by the medical community, the mental health community. It's a group of students that's growing every year. They have a range of problems. They usually have rotating diagnoses. They're on cocktails of medications. Nothing seems to be working. Everybody feels really frustrated. So I wanted to understand this group of students as they were growing and becoming such a burden, really, on the system.
So these are students psychologically that might have something going on, as opposed to just a kid that's just not getting along at school and is acting up, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And we have to look so carefully at the difference there. You know, a lot of times there's a very subtle difference, and we just have to be observing so keenly and looking into the history of the child, because what I found with all of these kids that were being referred for ADHD, of course, put them on the Ritalin, now it's bipolar, you know, whatever the diagnosis du jour is, we seem to sort of jump on that bandwagon. But when we really look into the history, we usually, in most cases and in all of the cases I worked on, find either a single searing traumatic event or a series of traumas. And that's what we need to start focusing our efforts on, healing the trauma as opposed to band-aiding the symptoms.
Yeah, I would think that if you have an underachieving child, it would be easy to pinpoint that, hey, they're on medication, maybe it's the medication that's the problem, but you need to look deeper than that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you really have to get to the source. You have to look at, when did this begin? You know, when did the trouble start? And it is unfortunate for a lot of parents. They don't even know really when something happens sometimes. You know, they know something's different with their child, but sometimes it happens when they're so young, you know, when they're pre-verbal and they're not even talking, that they can't imagine that visit to the hospital, that stay at the hospital, or that surgery or medical procedure or dental procedure, they would never think that something like that could leave such a scar. But when you really look at how trauma changes the brain and the changes in their behavior soon after they experience one or more events, you really start to see that it makes sense.
Reggie, I'm just wondering, because I think back, I graduated high school in 1983, so for me, I don't remember any kids when I was in elementary school that came from divorced families. There's a lot more of those today. Are a lot more kids on medication these days for these problems we talked about than back when I was in school?
Oh, John, it's a very serious problem. It's why I wrote the book, because there are more and more children on medications, and we don't have a clue what we are doing when it comes to medicating children. And anyone who tells you that they do is lying. I'm really passionate about this. You know, we have to be very careful when we look at the research on medications for children. And yes, when we get the correct diagnosis, okay, when we're really accurate about that whole process, then some medications sometimes are very effective. So I do need to say that. There is a time and a place when we're very accurate. But too many times we're not going back to the source and healing the source. We're simply medicating the symptoms. And that's when we see very few, if any, positive effects, but are left with the side effects of these medications. And oftentimes that's what's causing the biggest problem in schools and with the system.
Okay, well, how can people get your book? It's called Why Students Underachieve, What Educators and Parents Can Do About It.
Yes, so they can get it basically anywhere books are sold on the internet, Amazon.com, Overstock.com, you know, all of those places. But apparently the publisher, RomanEducation.com, will give, I think, 10% discount if you buy directly from the publisher.
Okay, and I'll put that up at our website later on this morning at am1220.ca.
Thanks, John.
Welcome back to town. You'll be at CCVS today, and I'd like to thank you very much. Dr. Reggie Melrose, thanks very much for being on Cornwall today.
I appreciate it.